Support for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation and Stonyfield Farm.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. The green carpet was recently rolled out at City Hall in San Francisco. Inside, 50 mayors from around the world signed on to Urban Environmental Accords, a set of 21 actions designed to promote greener cities.
Ahmedabad, Arnhem, and Austin, please come up to the podium.
It was the final event of World Environment Day, sponsored by the United Nations. Living on Earth's Eileen Belinsky has our story.
United Nations documents are typically agreements between countries, but these urban environmental accords stand out as an agreement among international cities. UN Environment Program Director Klaus Töpfer noted that the majority of people now live in urban areas, and if we are looking at the future of the planet, it is urgent that city mayors take action.
We have to have this exchange, what we call, let's be aware of the ecological footprints of cities, so that we can step by step reduce them and cooperate. We are exporting waste, we are exporting sewage, we are exporting polluted air, and we have to import water, we have to import clean air.
As host city of the five-day World Environment Day conference, San Francisco offered mayors, government officials, and members of advocacy groups a daily forum to share information, experiences, and a plan to move forward toward making their cities greener. At these so-called World Cafe sessions, attendees were divided into small working groups and given a number of assignments designed to inspire global dialogue.
Our first exercise today is going to be to talk about the things that you have already done, particularly the things that you're proud of.
I think the thing that we're most proud of is actually having done a 100-year plan for the city.
David Cadman is Vancouver's deputy mayor.
When we did a 100-year plan, we learned that we run out of water in 35 years, run out of oil in 40 years, run out of natural gas in 60 years. So we can't plan tomorrow as if it's a continuum of today.
Very little to be proud of. We have done very little to protect one of our most important resources, and that's the riverfront that we have.
Juan Martín Luterol works on water issues in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
I don't know if you know that Buenos Aires is on the verge of the widest river in the world.
Yeah.
And the free land that we have there, it's still in struggle with the lack of vision about the importance of protecting those open spaces for the generations to come.
At another table, delegates Dana Smirin of South Africa, Mayor Hilmi Mohammed of Mitale, Sri Lanka, and Diego Diaz-Martin of Caracas, Venezuela, spoke of their city's priorities.
For me, mine was food security and water, so that every family has healthy food and clean water.
My city has 27 natural spouts, you know, so which my dream, you know, like to get some water parks, you know, like going in the city. That will attract tourism to the.
Caracas is a big city, and one of the things that people are thinking about is related with waste management. And I would like to see the streets really clean with no waste problem.
Dr. Adedaji works on waste reduction in Lagos, Nigeria. He says there are no quick fixes to reducing waste sustainably.
Not too many countries in the world that are developing have a protocol for waste management yet. Even for those who have, it is a seeming problem that never would have an end because population growth is a factor that you must reckon with. As long as population is growing, the amount of waste that is generated on a daily basis grows with it. And therefore, if you have a solution for the quantity that you're handling today, in another 1 year, you have to start looking for another solution.
Residents of Lagos recently began sorting their trash in color-coded bags, and small business owners will soon be paid for recycling plastics.
So at this point, what we're trying to do is to put together a waste management practice that addresses the culture of the people and also inform the way and manner people are going to relate to the waste they generate. And I think that is the key.
As the Global Cafe drew to a close, some mayors expressed concern about signing the non-binding accords. It asked cities to work to implement as many of the 21 actions as possible between now and World Environment Day 2012. Actions including increasing the use of renewable energy to meet 10% of the city's peak electric load within 7 years, establishing a policy to achieve zero waste to landfills and incinerators by 2040, and increasing adequate access to safe drinking water with the aim of access for all by 2015. Nairobi Mayor Dick Watika spoke for a number of mayors when he said he did not have the authority to implement these actions.
Most of those things that have been mentioned in these accords are not within my jurisdictions as the mayor of the city, and probably so many other mayors. When you talk of transport policies and laws, when you talk of other things on the accords like energy, water, then these are things that, as the mayor of Nairobi, I don't really have anything to do with.
In response to this concern, language in the accords was later changed to recognize that the adoption of the document shows agreement with the spirit of the actions rather than the commitment to reach specific targets. Now, as the mayors take the urban environmental accords back to their home cities, they must find ways to move toward its goals. Vancouver's David Cadman says it may not be easy to bring these written actions to life in real cities, but he's an optimist.
No meeting in and of itself can change the world. But when people come together and leave with resolve and go back to networks within which they work, we can make change.
For Living on Earth, I'm Eileen Bolinsky in San Francisco.
To see the full text of the Urban Environmental Accords, go to our website, livingonearth.org. Also at livingonearth.org, you can hear interviews with the mayors of Copenhagen and London. And speaking of London,